Let's go straight into the West Coast Eagles room, and West Coast Eagles midfielder Chris Marston joins us here on 6PR's review of the big game. The Eagles winning by 19 points thanks to Parkland Mazda and Niche Living. Chris, thanks for your time.
No worries, guys. How are you?
Gee, at one stage we thought you wouldn't be on the winning end. It was hard yakka tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good game of footy. Pretty high-pressure game. I think they like to bring that side of the game. And you know, it was a bit of arm wrestle until probably that last quarter, and I think we just, you know, overrun them a little bit. So it's good to see we can do that. We can cope with a bit of pressure, and you know, when it's not all going our way, we can just stick to our guns and get the job done in the end.
Just talking about that, it wasn't going your way. Who flicked the switch? Because you were second to the ball, you were fumbling, you weren't hitting targets, and then I guess after halftime, it was just became a bit of a grind. Was it a player driven, or did Adam Simpson give you a good rocket at halftime?
Yeah, a little bit of both, mate. The coaches were changing up the structure, but it was on us players to, you know, have a little bit more intent around the ball and the contest, and get that job done. And you know, in the end, in a game like that where it's just a grind, and we grinded it out and it ran over on him in the end, so it's good to have that up our sleeve, I suppose.
Chris, Luke McFarlane here. Congratulations for the result this evening. It's a little bit of concern on your inside 50s efficiency against. I'm talking about when St Kilda go in, they were able to score fairly easy tonight, 32 shots from 45. What's that saying? How do you reflect on that?
It's probably on us and as a midfield, I'd say. Not enough pressure on the ball carrier, and that they're able to, you know, sort of have a little bit more time with that kick going inside. So I haven't seen the stats or had a look at it yet, but, you know, during the week, the coaches will probably pump us with that, and we'll try and fix that up.
You conceded a big amount again tonight, 97 points, 93 last week. Richmond will certainly be dissecting your game and probably be saying, well, you can score heavily against the Eagles. How are you going to tidy that up in the coming weeks?
I don't know, mate. Just score more points than them and get the four.
But is that the focus? Who scores more wins?
Yeah, well, obviously. But we want to have both sides of our game. We want to have total football. We don't want teams kicking heaps of points against us either and easy goals, but at the same token, you know, we're pretty attacking team, and we're going to do some things to help us score. But on the flip side, you know, we might get scored against as well.
Chris, do you think you're playing good football as a team?
Mate, I think so. I think we've got a lot of improvement in us, absolutely. But I think, you know, we've had a good win tonight, a good side, St Kilda, up and coming, and they really applied a lot of pressure. So we can take a bit of confidence out of that. We just wasn't going our way, but we were able to grind it out. And I think we got the 4 points in the end. So yeah, it's a good thing.
Chris, just a question about your defence. And your, I guess, desire to always mark the ball at every opportunity. We were marvelling at that tonight with particularly McGovern and Yeo. Is that something that's coached for the back six to try and mark the ball every time it comes in there?
Nah, not really, mate. You got those big boys out there that are going to back themselves in. Gov, obviously, pretty, you know, a bit of a star. And Yoey's up and coming as well. And he's the way he's playing the last couple of weeks has been pretty good for us. So, look, you know, if they're going to go for it, why not take it? Live and die by the sword, I suppose.
With your ruck combination, Jonathan Giles, I thought he battled manfully tonight, kicked a goal. Nathan Vardy, still a work in progress. Do you have had to change a few things up knowing that Lysette and Nick Natanui is not there?
Yeah, I suppose a little bit. We don't have it all on our terms with those hit-outs, and we have to change a few structures up and a few little hit zones and can't get on the fly as much, but you know, that's just footy. You've got to adapt and go with the flow.
Chris, we thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on the victory tonight. It was hard going, but in the end, you got there to win by 19 points. We wish you the best for the remainder of the season.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Chris Marston there from the West Coast Eagles, and before that, Dylan Robertson, who, of course, crossed paths with Luke McFarlane some years ago when he was, of course, at the Fremantle Dockers. He played